Hello, this is Daniel Gregory, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I hope this finds you well. I hope you're getting a chance to get out there and make some great photographs or find some way to engage with your creativity or not engage with your creativity if that's so your desire. But anyway, thanks for tuning in for this week's episode. I was rereading The Zen of Creativity by John Dido Laurie, and in one paragraph, he talks about the importance of the difference between originality and being different. And that got me thinking about how it relates to the importance of us creating something that sets us apart from everybody else. So what's that style, that voice, that vision, whatever the word is we want to ascribe to our own identity as an artist, but how do we make ourselves unique? How do we make ourselves different? How do we make sure what we create is original? We talk about those words and we hear them interplayed and intermingled in photography all the time, and we probably in the creative practices all the time. But one of the things I think that's interesting is the words we choose can have a huge impact on how we approach our work. They can have a huge impact on how we understand our work and understand some of the motives for why we might create the work. And so I wanted to take a little time this week to talk about some of the differences and some of the reasons why I think uniqueness, originality, and being different may not necessarily be the right goal. In some cases it might be, but in some cases it might not. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what I see as some of the trappings that happen when we dive a little bit deeper into the meaning and understanding of those words and their impact. Let's start by talking about the word original. And what does that mean? How does that derive? And what kind of influence would that have on our work? I think original, we like to think of it as it somehow relates to uniqueness, maybe originality. But original is defined as pertaining to the origin or at the beginning of something. So origin is significant in this context. Understanding what origin is, because that's a word that is used to define original. So to create something that's original, to create something that's unique, we have to go back to the origin. So what does origin actually define as? How does that word come into our understanding of the things we might create, the conversations we might have around our own work? Original comes out of origin. Origin means that something that arises or is derived from the beginning. It comes from the first stage of existence, something that hasn't existed before. So for something to be truly original, it comes from the origin. It comes from an arising out of something that hasn't existed before. One of the things that happens in our language and the way we talk about our photography today is we want to be original. We want to have originality. We want to make sure that what we create is different. It has a state of being unique. However, one of the trappings that can come about our understanding of trying to make sure that we are unique and original has us take our eye off the ball of finding what is truly at the source of who we are, at the foundational level of how we experience the world. And we start to shift on original as being different. Originality is just something that is different than what's out there today. Originality, one of the sub-definitions we would have of that would be a novel idea or a novel take on something. So something that existed, we've taken a derivative of, creates some level of originality. So it's a chance to look at how it's different. But different doesn't mean unique. Different doesn't bring us back to that source point of origin in the creation. It doesn't come back to that foundational level. All it says is that something is not something else. That's all different means. It's not something that already exists. It's not something that does exist. It is just literally something else. So as we're starting to create work, as we're starting to think about meaningful work and how we create our own photography, if what we end up doing is just creating something different, that may satisfy a short-term endeavor, a short-term way to distinguish who we are from other photographers, a certain look, a certain style that is different. But it's not necessarily enough that our work is different. Different doesn't mean that it's got additional layers. It doesn't have complexity. It doesn't have identity. It doesn't have self. It doesn't have a lot of the things that we talk about being important to put into your work, to put into the way you create your own images, the way you create your own art, the way you create anything that you would do if you're trying to really get back to that state of originality. You know, when we look at a sub-definition of originality, it's the ability to express oneself in an individual manner. So that expression is something that is in the foundations of originality. It's in the foundations of uniqueness. It's in the foundations of origin, that first stage of the creation of something, that first moment of awareness, that first idea that comes into our head. And so it's not enough that we're just trying to create something to be different, because if we're interested in doing something that's different, we're not interested in creating something that's unique and original. Unique and original requires us to think about that individuality, that group consciousness, that how we relate to one another, and how those things come together. So whether we're working as individuals or working as groups, that ability for the self or the group to morph into creating something as an original idea, as a source idea. Now, one of the things that I think convolutes this conversation is that there have been many ideas out there. People have had many thoughts, many projects have been done. And one of the things we talk about is, well, they haven't been told from your perspective or from your story. And that's where this notion of source identity comes from. The words you create, the projects you create, the photographs you create are at the initial experience for you. The origin of the idea is coming from you and the amalgamation of all the ideas that come into your head. And so if you're willing to create that uniqueness, create that original work that is derived from that experience, that is going to be something else other than I just processed this differently, or I created a look that I haven't seen before. Looks that we haven't seen before, things that are just different, don't linger with us. They don't stay with us over the long haul. We experience them as a passing fad. Just because they're different doesn't mean they carry that same weight. So as you're starting to look about your work, you're starting to think about your work, the question of, am I serving the interest of being just different? Or am I interested in servicing my desire to be present at the creation of something? And is it the creation of something and my experience with it is going to create the originality of the work? So because it's got originality to it, it will in fact be different. But the servicing of the work is not just in the difference. So how do we go about applying this? How do we make sure that the work we do doesn't fall into just a different methodology and yet tracks back into something around uniqueness and originality to the work? I think one of the things is that, like anything else in photography, like anything else in art, practice is important. The practice of being aware of when you're doing something that's just different and when you're doing something that's truly out of an experience or an awareness that's being derived from something that you're understanding for the first time or experiencing for the first time or having an awareness of for the first time or an additional level of awareness. If you think about the things in your life, the more you age, the more wisdom you gain, the more you understand things differently than you did when you were younger. That's still an original thought. That's being just compounded with wisdom and time. So as you dive into that, as you start to think about what is it that I'm working on that has originality and what do I have that's different, the more you can focus on the original aspect, the better off you'll be in the long run, because that's going to create more interesting work, more original work for you in the long run. If you spend the time working on just work that's different, you're building muscle memory. You're building habits that are about the creation of something that is just merely different. Exercise and repetition of tasks is what builds the muscle memory to allow something that more easily happen in the future. So focusing on the things in our work that drive the originality, that drive the origin of the work, is what allows us to really move forward in creating that meaningful story, that meaningful voice, that meaningful style that a lot of us are looking for. I think one of the things that we can also think about in terms of our understanding of origin and originality is that words evolve and shift over time. So if we go back and look at how some words were originally used and how they evolved and changed, one of the interesting words that I think had an interesting change as its language evolved would be the use of the word unique. Unique was actually is a French word originally, derived out of the French, but as it was used in kind of the medieval times, the word actually meant and was normally commonly used as if it were a single or sole or having no equal. So if it had no equal, if it had no way of being compared to something else, it was by definition unique. However, the use of the word changed, and it got to be something to mean not typical or unusual. So that evolution of that language, I think, goes from having no equal to not typical, kind of widens the ability of what gets defined as something that's unique or not. What I worry about, my concern about the language we use today, is that we somehow are now evolving uniqueness and originality into just different. And different, like I said earlier, different is without any conception to the origination of something, the creation of something. It is nothing but the modification. It becomes extremely easy for something to create a different photograph, a different look, a different painting. But does it have the same origination of context, meaning, and foundation that we ascribe to in our work? And I think for a lot of us, what we end up doing oftentimes is creating something different in favor of the meaningful because it's easier. It's easier to just do something different. It's easier to grab a set of different looking black and white presets or different looking paper and create something that looks unique. But really, is it unique? Really, is it original? Probably not. If you look back at some of the work that you truly gravitate towards, truly are interested in, and truly look at over and over again, I would be willing to bet that it's not because it's different than the other work you created, but I bet it's because there's something about that work that is a heightened sense of awareness. It's a heightened key of knowledge. It's a way of digging or scratching at the surface of something in a more insightful way. And it doesn't have to be grand. It doesn't have to be this huge thing out there that's like, oh my gosh, I've solved and cured cancer. It could be as simple as that look that is the meaningful expression that comes from your pet. And you finally got a pet portrait that relays the expression of the animal, the uniqueness of their look and their relationship with you. It could be something simple like that. It doesn't have to be complex. But as we dig through and pull those layers, the work that we find, that we really gravitate towards, the work that we really connect with, probably does have some level of this notion of originality. The ability to express who we are. A sense of something that came out of something that didn't exist before. That initial stage, that initial thought, that initial experience. The initial awareness. The awareness on top of awareness. Whatever it is, those things probably created a much more interesting photograph. I would encourage you to really spend some time thinking about how you approach your work. And are you looking to create something that's unique, that's really about you? Or are you just looking to create something that's different? I would like to believe that what you're really interested in is that uniqueness. And just make sure that you're not getting caught up in the trap of being different. Because one of the interesting things is, we can all be the same. We can all come from the same source. We can all share a common experience and a common photograph and create the same photograph and all learn from that in a much more meaningful way than we could looking at all the things that make things different. I hope you have a great week behind the camera. I hope you get the chance to get out there and make some amazing photographs, get to print some amazing photographs, get to look at some amazing photographs, or however you choose to spend your time. Don't forget, you can always find us on iTunes, Google Play, all the places podcasts are found. We'd love a rating or a review up there. It helps other people find the podcast. So if you got a few minutes to do that, I'd really appreciate it. I will see you next time, and I hope you have a great week.